Good morning, everyone. It's so good to see everybody here today.
Good morning. Wake up.
We have one announcement this morning.
It's me again, here with the angel tree. It's full. It's full. There will be four families and maybe more. We are still waiting to hear from the people in the food pantry. But as of now, we have three adults, which include two moms. We have seven children. Most of them need coats, boots, shoes, excuse me, and a set of clothes. So I'm asking extra, as of right now, I have $50 that my daughter has donated, and I have $50 to use, and so on the back, it tells if it's a girl, a boy, a woman, a man, and what it is they would like, the size. The number in the corner tells me which family it is, so when the time comes, we can get them sorted easily. Some of them have an asterisk on the corner. Those are, it's a family who used to be at Clinton that is now through Catherine Cobb. Sheila is requesting that whoever gets the ones with the asterisk keep track of the number of hours or how much time it took you to get the gift and the amount of money you spent on that gift and give it to her. This way, Catherine Cobb can write out grants that would equal that amount of money to help them out also. So if you would please do that, you can get it to Sheila, me, whoever. But that's what that little asterisk is. And if there's any you can't read, let me know. I'm sorry. But you people have always been so good. And God has blessed us all so much in this church. Thank you.
I have one thing.
Okay.
I have sent around a little sign up. It says men's breakfast. This is Christmas breakfast. The men are putting on a breakfast for the church. I'm going to take a hit. I'm sorry. Time got away from me. I did not advertise this nearly as well as I would like. So if you know anybody who is not here, now this is next Saturday at 9 o'clock. Yes, it's Saturday. So I have sent around a little sign up. It is not just for the men. It's for anybody that wishes to come. If you can bring something or are willing to bring something, just let me know. You can call me or anything of that sort. If you didn't sign up and you wake up Saturday and say, gee, I would like to go, come. You are more than welcome. If you know anybody that you say, you know, I'd love to introduce them to our church, now's a great opportunity. And of course, if anybody would like to come and help cook, me and Kim are the only ones signed up at the moment, so we would most certainly appreciate it. But next Saturday, 9 o'clock, if you're going to help cook, we plan on being here about 7:30. If you get here at 8 or whatever, that's fine too. And please, I'm having the sign up just so we have a rough estimate on people who will be here. If you don't sign up and you still want to come, come. This is a rough estimate. We understand that. But everyone is welcome. And I am sorry for the late notice. And once again, I know not everybody from the church is here, so if you know anybody or talk to anybody or decide to mention it in passing, go for it. All are welcome. Thank you.
And if you donate, like, breakfast casseroles, you can just bring those on Saturday. But if you're bringing or donating, like, bacon, eggs, juice, milk, or that, if you can either get it to Todd or myself or have it in the refrigerator here at the church by Friday night, so that we'll have it, so that it'll be ready for us to cook. We'd greatly appreciate that.
Okay. If you could all stand, if you're able, and join me in the call to worship. Praise be to God.
Blessed be the name of the Lord, for he has visited and redeemed his people.
Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord.
Blessed is the name of the Lord.
And the first hymn today is number 211, O Come All, Come Emmanuel. And before sitting, please greet someone with a smile and a kind word before sitting.
Ho, ho, Merry Christmas.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How's everyone today? All right? Good. As we go to prayer today, I have three names that we want to add to the prayer list. Justine Wall, Jenny Marsh, and Cheryl Matzinger. Is there anyone else?
I'd like prayers for the family of Robert Neil Calkins. He was band director here at Clinton back when I was in band. He passed away about a month ago, and his memorial service was yesterday. But it's so tough on his family, so prayers for his family.
Okay.
And Louise fell again.
Did she really?
Louise Padawan?
Yeah.
We got to tell her, quit doing that.
Yeah, it's, I haven't got a chance to read the prayer thing.
She wasn't, she didn't break anything. She's just really sore.
Yeah.
But good.
Fall,
thank God. Okay.
And our Roger. We need prayers for Roger.
Continue to remember Roger Waltz. Anyone else? Okay. Let's pause in prayer.
It's okay.
One more?
I'm sorry. They gave me the mic. I'm so sorry. And then my children have decided that they all need to sit with me, on top of me and around me, so I can't stand up. So my grandmother is going in for surgery on the 5th, so that's Tuesday, for her second biopsy. She has bladder cancer. She has stage 4 bladder cancer. So just prayers for her. Marianne.
Okay, anyone else? Okay. Let's pause in prayer. We come to you this morning, O Lord, knowing that we are your people, that you are our God. There are several names on the prayer list and several that have been added this morning. You know who they are. You know them by name. You know their concerns, and reassure them that they are not alone, that your Spirit is always close by. We come to you also this morning thanking you for your church as we enter this special time of Advent, the time of waiting, the time of preparing for the greatest event ever to happen to mankind in the birth of our Lord. So be with your church as she celebrates. Welcome those that come to hear the good news, for it is truly good news. We welcome, O God, not only your Spirit, but your presence here as we worship this morning. It's a great time when we can share together in the Word and the Spirit. A time of celebration in Holy Communion. A time to visit with friends and to feel the presence of the Almighty close by. Be with us in worship. Continue to hear our prayers as we offer together the prayer that you have taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.
We should all join together in a unison the prayer of confession. O God, who is set before us that thy kingdom will come on earth, make us ever ready to thank thee for the signs of its dawning, and to pray and work for that day when they shall be done here on earth. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. And this being the first Sunday in Advent, we're going to have the candle lit after I read the... We light this candle as a sign of our hope, our joyous hope that we can be restored, our faith restored, our strength restored, our confidence restored, our joy restored as we watch and wait with all God's people for the promise to be fulfilled. We are beginning our journey to Christmas. Let us take a moment to simply arrive here. Push out all the busyness, musts and have-tos to make room for the Holy Spirit to guide our thoughts and feelings. Now let us think about hope. Let us think about the ways we will get ready for Jesus' birth in our lives once again. Stuff that actually has nothing to do with Jesus presses through this sacred season. Presents, parties, and dramas of all kinds. Tinsel, plastic, and colorful lights, Rudolph, Scrooge, and the Nutcracker. Stuff that is spectacle, beautiful, and exciting that have nothing to do with Jesus. However, they do tend to drain us. And they distract us from the simple good news of love and hope that Jesus brought into this world, our world at his birth. Now is the time we turn our minds and our hearts to Jesus with joyful hope, with radical welcome as we wait in wondrous anticipation of Jesus' arrival and the kingdom of God, which has come and continues to arrive each moment. Bring us back, Almighty God. Show us your mercy, and we will be saved. Should we have the moments for silent prayer, Bill? Please take a few moments for silent prayer. I hope you all listened in silence, for he speaks to you during this prayer. Now we have an Advent affirmation of faith. If you'll all join me, please. I believe in Jesus Christ and in the beauty of the gospel that began in Bethlehem. I believe in him whom kings of the earth ignored and the proud never understood, whose paths were among the common people, and whose welcome came from folk with hungry hearts. I believe in him who proclaimed the love of God to be invincible, whose cradle was a mother's arm, whose home in Nazareth had no love for him, who was its only wealth, who looked at people and made them see what his love saw in them, who by the power of his love brought back sinners to forgiveness and lifted human weakness up to meet the strength of God. Amen. Now join me in the Gloria.
Ask the children to come forward, please. How many more days of school before Christmas break?
A lot.
Okay. Let me ask you just a very simple question. You look around this sanctuary, and what do you see that you probably wouldn't see at home?
Like the
floor thing. Okay. Anything else? Take a look. See what you see. Okay. The communion set. Christmas decorations. What do all those things tell us? What do they represent? You're absolutely right. Jesus. I can remember a little story about my niece in Cleveland. She attends this Lutheran school, and you ask her what they do at Lutheran school, and what she says? We sing about Jesus. That's a pretty good note, pretty good message for all of us. We sing about Jesus. If you look outside, it's kind of hard to see today, but you see lots of things outside that remind us of God. I want to show you something. Maybe you've seen, maybe you have not seen. But I have the one. We have a little farm out in Onstead, and we plant these trees. And Randy and I planted these trees, and Jacob, and this is what we got. Do you know what that is? That's a chestnut. Yes, it is. That's a chestnut. At one time, in this part of the United States, especially on the East Coast, there were millions of chestnut trees. Millions of them. And they got a disease, and virtually all of them died. So some people are trying to bring back the chestnuts. So we planted probably 10 or 12 trees, and we're getting a few chestnuts. Now, how did that chestnut appear? Where did it come from?
God.
It come from God. That guy, he's stealing my thunder. You know, I was hoping we'd lead into that. But right straight to the point. All the things that I can do, I cannot make that simple chestnut. I can plant the tree, I can fertilize the tree, I can put a fence around it to keep the deer from chewing it off. But I cannot make a chestnut. And that is a gift to us from our Almighty God. And it reminds us from time to time, wherever we are, not only in church, but wherever we are, it's easy to look outside, inside, look to people, and you see the hand of God at work. Because that's what we are. You are, I am, everyone here, we are made by the Almighty God. And that God loves us more than we can know. So we thank you for coming up today. I hope the wait for school isn't too much longer. Because I remember a long time ago I was in school, and that was a long wait to break, a long wait. And then you have summer break. 21 weeks. This girl's got it down to summer break.
Oh my gosh.
Let's bow a little word of prayer. We thank you, O God, for the gift of life and family and church. Continue to spread your blessings upon us as we share together today in worship and in communion. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Thank you. We ask the ushers to wait up on us for our offering and our tithe. Our God, we thank you for these gifts of offerings and tithes from your people. They not only represent our faith and trust in you, but bring forth these gifts that they might double, triple in your works in this world. Amen.
Thank you.
want to read to you from the Old Testament, from the book of Isaiah, in the first part of chapter 11. Then a shoot shall grow up from the stock of Jesse, and a branch shall bring from his roots. The Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, a spirit of wisdom and understanding, a spirit of counsel and power, a spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord. He shall not judge by what he sees, nor decide by what he hears. He shall judge the poor with justice, defend the humble in the land with equity. His mouth shall be a rod to strike down the ruthless, and with a word he shall slay the wicked. Round his waist he shall wear the belt of justice, and good faith shall be the girdle around his body. Then the wolf shall live with the sheep, and the leopard lie down with the kid. The calf and the young lion shall grow up together, and a little child shall lead them. The cow and the bear shall be friends, and their young shall lie down together. The lion shall eat straw like cattle. The infant shall play with the hole of a cobra, and the young child dance over the viper's nest. They shall not hurt or destroy in all my holy mountain, for as the waters fill the sea, so shall the land be filled with the knowledge of the Lord. Thank you, O God, for these your words to us. Amen. How good are you at waiting? Are you guys good waiters? I'm not. Jan's worse than me. I'm not saying something out of school there. That's true. Seems like we spend a lot of time waiting. Waiting for something. Sometimes we are waiting for something that is pleasant, and sometimes we are waiting for something that's not pleasant. Waiting can be difficult. I hate waiting for doctor's appointments. Seems like the day never comes. Usually it comes and passes and, you know, no big deal. On the other hand, waiting for Christmas isn't too bad. Can you remember when you were kids waiting for Christmas? It was terrible. Terrible waiting for Christmas morning. You know, I know of a story of a little girl who was helping her dad plant grass seed in their lawn. They were working up the lawn and putting the seed. And you know what the little girl says? Dad, we better get the lawnmower out. Tough waiting. Or even a better little note about the man, the husband was out in the car, husband and father was out in the car waiting for his wife and kids to come out so they go to church, and he's tooting the horn. And finally she comes out the car and she says, next Sunday, you get the kids ready for church. I'll sit in the car and toot the horn. waiting. Advent marks the 4 weeks before the birth of Jesus, and we're waiting and we're preparing. The Jewish people had been waiting for centuries, as this Isaiah reading indicates, the kind of Savior and Messiah they were looking for. They've been waiting and waiting and waiting. Make no mistake about the event of Advent and Christmas are about Jesus. The wise men, the shepherds, the angels, they are all supporting actors. Jesus is the main character. And his intervention in history has a very clear message for us. What is the baby going to do? I have a little paragraph I'd like to read to you from Dr. Leslie Weatherhead. And it's described as darkness to light. I'm going to ask you to do a little pretending here for just a minute. Here's a picture I should like to have you think about in the back of your mind. It is midnight in some tropical land. You're in the midst of a dense jungle, and you are lost. You stumble along blindly, unable to find a path. The undergrowth is thick, lots of thorns, brushes whip your face, panic begins to set in. You think about climbing a tree where you can see, but it's too dark. So you sit down and you wait, and you wait. Then, very gradually, the first glimmer of dawn seeps in. You climb one of the easiest trees you can find, and you get high enough to get your bearing. There's a sea on your right hand, a great range of mountains on your left, and you have an idea where you are. In the distance, you can see a path. You are not at the end of your journey, but you are at the end of your wandering. That is the message that comes to us every year so clear at Advent time. Folks, our wandering is over. We know the path. Darkness is extinguished, for the light that this Savior brings to us cannot be extinguished. It never goes out. It happens all the time in human life. We find our way because God steps in. There is really no big mystery. It happens every year during Advent and Christmas. We remember how God steps into history, steps into your life, steps into mine. We now know the path. And I remember from time to time this phrase from one of the hymns, the great hymns of the church. ponder anew what the Almighty can do, for it is limitless. Amen. Communion is an open communion, United Methodist Church. It means that everyone that is here today that wishes to participate is welcome. I think it's page 15, isn't it? Page 15? The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts to the Lord. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
And so, with your people on earth and all the company of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. And so, in remembrance of these your mighty acts in Jesus Christ, we offer ourselves in praise and thanksgiving as a holy and living sacrifice in union with Christ's offering for us as we proclaim the mystery of faith. All honor and glory is yours, Almighty Father, now and forever. Amen. We ask the ushers to come forward now as we prepare to serve the Holy Communion. You may kneel. The body of our Lord Jesus Christ was given for you. Take and eat this and be thankful. Likewise, he served the cup, saying, "This is the blood of the New Testament. Drink this and be thankful." You may arise and go in peace as others come. body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, shed for the remission of sins. Take and eat and drink ye all of this and be thankful. And go in peace as others come. We ask thee, O Lord, to bless these elements, this bread and this wine, as it symbolizes your gift to us. In Jesus' name, take, eat, and drink ye all of this. Rise and go in peace. Pray, O God, constantly for your Spirit to abide with us. Holy Communion is a time when we share very special interests, very special things with thee. Take this bread, this wine, drink it in remembrance of him. Rise and go in peace. bread and the wine symbolize the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. Take, eat, and drink ye all of this. Rise and go in peace. Share together, O God, in the gift of the Spirit, the gift of the blood and the body of our Lord Jesus Christ. Take and drink, eat and eat this in his name. Amen. Rise and go in peace.
The closing hymn today is number 156, I Love to Tell the Story.
Thank you.
Extra messages, but I just want to remind everybody to read the bulletins so you know what's going on. Oh, I guess we've got two.
Hang on. I'm coming, Jody.
This is the last day to buy poinsettias for next week. I call the order in tomorrow. I'll put the order form in the gym. And Wednesday is the women's party, our Christmas potluck party. If you haven't signed up and you still want to, that'll be in the gym too. Thanks.
Just a reminder, we the 13th and 14th, we are gift wrapping again this year. We are all set for wrapping paper and shirt size boxes, but I'm looking for a few bigger cardboard boxes for like toys and that kind of stuff. So if you have any extras that you haven't broke down and put out to recycling, drop them at the church this week or next week.
Children's Christmas program is December 17th. We had a quick rehearsal today. We will have one next Sunday. If your children can't be here for the rehearsals, it's none spoken. Only the narrator will be talking. We'll just guide you out where you're supposed to be. But we need the kids here so we can put that program on the 17th.
Okay, Nancy.